This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Steve Quayle, with your calls are coming up here in just a moment, but Steve Quayle was about to get to what he said was the bottom line. Steve Quayle. Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if the music was still playing. I thought I was on or not. Bottom line is everything that you and I have warned about and others have warned about is in play now. It's no longer a matter of conjecture. It's no matter of being able to say, well, you're gonna see this stuff. It's all playing out. By the way, as we're on the radio today, and it's, what, the 28th of December, Erdogan has just been declared, you're going to love this, the head of the Islamic world. Now, I don't know who declared him that, but it's being carried in the news, and it's astonishing for that to have happened, because that means that, and I think this, I think President Putin's incredibly ahead of the curve. He knows he's going to have a problem with the total Islamic invasion of even Russia, because Russia's bordered by, what, 8 breakaway republics, or what were breakaway republics that are still very strongly Muslim-oriented. So the fact that that's happening while you and I are on the air, what more has to happen, Alex? Seriously, what more has to happen? And by the way, I went on record 20 years ago as human beings are completely cloned, and I even proposed the thought, what happens if everybody that goes along with the global mandate has already been replaced? In other words, what happens? People say, I don't believe in that advance yet. Hey, the Chinese know it. Everybody I've talked to knows it. The original, you, Alex Jones, would be the actual. I, Steve Quayle, would be the actual. But the ones who they would dupe that would basically have our mannerisms, our characteristics, and our downloads of what makes us us, the bottom line is, outside of the spirit that God gave us, those they would be almost unknowable. So the point
let me say
is
this. If you listen to all the elites in their own admissions, from Ray Kurzweil to you name it, they say we're going to have new clone bodies and we're going to be Superman and nobody else is going to get to have this. There's a genetic arms race to obtain this, and so much of it's secret, who knows what they've really got. I mean, 20 years ago, the communist Chinese were cloning cows that were part human to create human milk. I mean, it's been on the market for a decade in China, at least. I tell the average person in the street that, they laugh at me. Oh, there's a cow that's part human. Oh, 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 oh. They won't even Google it, Steve.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I'm praying as your audience increases and my audience increases, while we still have breath and the protection of Almighty God, which I thank the Lord for,
yes.
And I do thank the Lord that the attempt on your life was unsuccessful. But, Alex, listen, every day as things speed up and it comes at us from all directions, people have got to understand something, that when they go for the guns, they're going for the guns. It will be a blitzkrieg. There you go for a German word. And well, I can't believe that. They got 200, 300 million guns in America. Yeah, but you're not, most people that are hunters don't know how to take on a Delta team, if you will, or Spetsnaz, or the Chinese.
It's going to be beyond that. They're going to have a Patriot shoot up a school or something, and it's going to be so embarrassing that you're going to be blamed with that if you don't submit and turn in the semi-auto. They admit their plan. Once people agree to one group being banned, then they will start banning monthly everything after that.
Right, and people have got to get it together. This isn't about taking away your guns. They plan to blow the gun owners away. A specific Canadian general was heard on a recorded message. I think Hawk was the one that broadcast it. I know he was. The deal is, basically, here's what the general said. Paraphrase, but it wasn't a tough statement to remember. The Americans don't understand when they go into the camps, they don't come out, and all of their stuff becomes the spoils of war. You know the old statement? 7. You'd never find a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse. But I think you do intellectually in America. Somehow people think, well, if I just give them my semi-automatic, then I can go back and watch as
no,
the world
they
burns.
Want the gun because they want your kids. They want you. They want it all. They want to sit there with the little socialists and all these professors and people literally running camps, kicking our guts in while we're chained down. It's about a power trip for these bags of pus.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com is our guest. His latest book is a bestseller, Empire Beneath the Ice, dealing with all the Nazification of America. I want to be clear, it doesn't mean go after the, quote, minorities. It means a system of social control. Eugenicists are on record saying we're not going to go against certain races or people. We're going to go against basically everybody. And it's a science of social control. I want to go to Simon, Frank, Ray, Mike, Chris, and others. We're going to have our guests at the bottom of the hour that'll get into a bunch of special reports under key intel we have not yet covered. But, Steve, I've got to ask you this question briefly and then go to these calls. Matt Drudge was here a few months ago, but I've talked to a lot of other people in media, syndicated talk radio, big local talk radio, you name it. For people that don't know, most of even your smaller radio chains and TV chains are financed or controlled one way or another by J.P. Morgan, by Wells Fargo, Berkshire Hathaway. The big one, of course, is Goldman Sachs. They're involved in everything. And I was taken off XM last year, very successful on there. after being on like 7 years. I was taken off a lot of medium-sized company radio stations, and they'd say, nope, no problem, you have the ratings, no problem, people love you. In fact, we've had you on here for years. Will you please just not attack us when we take you off? We'll be honest with you. It is a corporate decision. And that's what's going on. And they're getting rid of locals who are on the radio, conservative morning hosts and people. And I've talked to these folks. It's not to bring in newer, cheaper people. They are putting liberals on. They're putting on fake pseudo-conservatives. So here's how the teams work. And we're going to your calls. You'll have one guy who's a pseudo-conservative but kind of loses the arguments. Then you'll have the, quote, liberal. And that's who they're putting on everywhere. And they even tell people, can you do this new format? This is what the consultants say. And what it means is you do what the consultant says, not because you're going to make money or because it's going to be successful. You do what the corporate consultant says because then the ad agency will give you money. So, Steve Quayle, there is a purge of libertarian patriot media. They're coming after the internet as well because we're exploding, because we are hurting them. They can't have this criminal takeover and have the TPP rule America outside of law and do forced inoculations if we're on the air. But don't they get that the transmission already went out to the police and military and others, and that people now know? Don't they get that we didn't just sit here flat-footed the last 20-something years, yourself and countless others, and that we now are in a fighting position? Don't they understand that, Steve Quayle?
I think they're blinded by their rage and the lies they believe, the Luciferian lies, Valhalla, if you will, without any reference to God. It's a spiritual battle, Alex, but it takes place in the physical realm. I think the problem is that the professing Christian church has become the weakest expression of that which the men of faith, the men you and I quote, the men you and I read in the Bible, laid down their lives for, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer withstood the Nazis. I mean, let's face it. There are very few Bonhoeffers in this world. There's a whole lot of kiss or embrace the enemy's rear end people, because everybody, Jesus said friendship with the world is enmity with God, okay? But people will choose political correctness as long as nobody messes with their big screen TV or whatever it is. So basically, I call it narcosynthesis. Narcosynthesis has another meaning, but here's how I define narcosynthesis. When, you know, what's his name? Was it Lenin who said the religion is the opiate of the masses? Television is the opiate of the masses. Marshall McLuhan was right. It's not the messages that we see on TV. It's the TV that is the message itself. That's why they call it television programming.
The medium is the medium is the message.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's it. I've got articles here. Man walks off cliff and plummets 60 feet to his death on Christmas day while distracted by his cell phone. Literally, third world diseases are becoming antibiotic immune, not resistant. All these diseases are exploding. Mass death statistically is increasing. All sorts of real problems. And our elites don't even care because they've got advanced medicines and technologies that basically protect them. It's well known. And it's just crazy that the average person, Steve Quayle, would want to go along with this thinking they'll be safe. I talk to a lot of really famous people, as I know you do, off record. And some of them, I mean, you know, just, you know, people think of them as, you know, Mr. Tough Guy. But they can't believe that I'm willing to go on air and do this stuff. I talked to so many military people, and I mean, you know, famous special forces people, you name it. They're scared of this system. But I don't get how I'd be scared not to fight it and let it win. I'm not fighting this because I'm full of courage. I'm fighting it because I realize I'm like, you know, a dog in a cage being lowered into water. I need to get out of here. I'm going to drown. I mean, don't they have survival instincts? When you see something like this coming at you, you can't run from this. All you can do is fight it. Where is the fighting spirit? I mean, I know people are waking up, but where's the fighting spirit, Steve Quayle, to really get aggressive with this?
Well, it's mind control, Alex, and it's the numbing and dumbing down, okay? Nobody's out of fighting crime when, number one, they refuse to even acknowledge that there's a war on. Also, the thing is that people have no fear of God anymore, but they have fear of man. And I said this on the radio, and I stand by it. Do you realize everybody who was outed out of the military in their top positions, generals, admirals, etc., took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign, domestic, yet they basically left with their pensions and they went quiet? There's maybe a few exceptions. You know some of them. Now, I know in the background, when all hell breaks loose, so do they, okay? So it's not hopeless. But I can tell you this, the country is totally given over to witchcraft, Satanism, Luciferianism, and globalism. And again, what you're seeing is, you have talked, I've talked, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking a quarter of a billion people, all in all, that have been murdered when global disarmament went into play.
Well, listen, the left is getting really aggressive now, too. They're doing all sorts of dirty tricks behind the scenes. Even their low-level minions are, like, demonically activating, like zombies getting a radio frequency, and I use that as an allegory, and like, false police reports, you name it, starting fights with me in you know, lines at checkout counters because of who I am. They're like, it's their time. They're, like, charging up. They feel their hour is here.
Well, you're correct, and the Bible talks specifically about that, where war is going to be made on the saints, you know? And the thing is, they know, can I say something? They know now they've got legal cover. They know they've got evil spiritual cover. And the problem is the Christians don't get it. They're serious. And by the way, Alex, just as a word of encouragement, you know, the people that you know that are capable of providing you, you know, 24-hour security, I would recommend you update it. I really would. The point being is I've learned something, living in the world of death threats and operations, you know, against me, is that you cannot take it for granted. You cannot take it for granted. And so just a word, because, you know, I don't know when you and I will ever be on the radio again together. I don't know what comes down. I can tell you this, World War III is literally one hair trigger away. And basically, Vladimir Putin is probably going to stand out as one of the greatest generals in history. He's given his control, his autonomous nuclear fire control to his field commanders. And if people don't think he's serious, I would say this. You saw what happened when they shot down one jet. Wait until NATO pushes Turkey.
By the way, I want to keep you for the full hour. I want to get into World War III after the callers, if you can save the rest of the hour. I want to get into the former head of DIA going public, as you know, 2 months ago, and saying our government created ISIS, runs it, premeditated. That's a big act of courage in this land of cowards. Where that's going, and the fact that how this could trigger World War III or the next big war with what Russia's doing. And you're right, Putin has given launch power to the generals in the field. Unprecedented danger. And the average yuppie is just making jokes. The Daily Beast is making jokes. They really all think it's funny. We're going to skip this network break. I want to go to these callers now. Simon in Florida, you're on the air worldwide with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're all right, brother. Go ahead.
Great. The question's for Steve. Steve, we know things will be like they were in the days of Noah before the return of Christ, and I wanted to know what you thought about climate change and geoengineering and what they might have to do with possible giants and changing the atmospheric pressure and oxygen levels to create that.
Well, specifically, I want to get, well, you know, where we can prove here is that they've come out with the Smithsonian and others and admitted that the jet condensation, not crystals, But the jet fumes are creating terraforming. The Earth is 22 to 31% darker, depending on what area you look at. And it's a big secret program to add the different aluminum dioxide, barium, and other isotopes to the jet fuel through the classic jet engine to disperse and aerosolize. So I want to go back to that question. Thank you for the call, Simon. Why are they now kind of admitting some of this? And clearly, if they have weather weapons, then they could create Earth calamities to push their carbon taxes. What's really behind this from your research?
Well, first of all, Simon's onto something. And, you know, here's the deal, Alex. Geoengineering, and again, an Austin general told me this, it's terrorforming, T-E-R-R-O-R, forming. The idea is to do away with humanity as you know it now. The idea is to come up with a, if you will, hybridized a vestige of former humanity and bring in an atmosphere that's similar, which will support the life. Look, you said something that's really, I think, even beyond the depths of what most people can understand. You said it's almost like all the demons have been turned loose. All hell has opened up. And I know this sounds almost metaphoric, and the monsters out there, the two-legged monsters that are terrestrial origin will say, oh, I don't believe all that stuff he's talking about. What Simon, the caller, was talking about is they are actually manipulating the atmosphere to make it inhospitable to mankind, but very hospitable to the genetic mutations and what I call the monsters are making in laboratories, you know?
Well, all I know is this stuff is all really going on, and if what we know...
Right.
I mean, Hillary said taking over the Internet is going to be the new Manhattan Project, and she admitted we have many other Manhattan Projects. They do. And they're just taking all our resources and building God knows what. They act like they don't care, and then every chance they get, they're massacring Christians all over the world, and it is spiritual. They want to play God. They want to do ugly things. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, my friends. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for you, Alex, and another question for Mr. Carl.
Sure, go ahead.
It's special to talk to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you.
Okay. You guys were talking about, you know, mixing the seed. You know, in the Bible it states, keep my decrees, do not make different kinds of animals, do not plant your field with two kinds of seed, do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. These people, and you're absolutely right, these people are Luciferian. I mean, even, you know, when the Garden of Eden, you know, when Eve ate that apple, you know, the devil basically said, you will become God. So these people believe that they're going to, their salvation is through Gnosticism, that they're going to live forever, which is totally, it's absurd.
They're playing
it's
God. Weird. They're on a total power trip being promised by the God of this world, whether it's real or not for atheists, the archetype, the mass consciousness, whatever you want to call it, it's real. Like Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. The globalists believe they're a God, and the God they act like, historically, is the exact duplicate of Lucifer the devil. Steve Quayle.
Well, God in the book of Genesis set up barriers and said what he created was good. So every barrier that God created is now coming down. That's what Jesus meant when he said the gates of hell would not
prevail. And men's genetics were mixed and all this wild stuff that reads like a science fiction book. I know. I just, the public, I don't think can handle all this. The point is the elite believe it, and then God destroyed all the life to get rid of this abomination. Well, whether that happened or not, folks, and of course I'm a Christian, I know it did. It's all happening again, and the elite are following the Bible to a T, except they think Lucifer is the winner. Steve?
Absolutely. Look, the Vatican, I'm doing, you know, just, you know, we're doing our True Legend series. My film team just got back from Europe, you know, Rome. And what I'm telling you this, Alex, is what Tom Horn and others, Chris Putnam, you had Leo Zagami on your show, others are saying the same thing. Look, they're ready to announce, whether people believe it or not, they're ready to announce that God did not create us, that we are the alien offspring of extraterrestrials.
And that's what Prometheus is, their real religion. Even the New York Times admitted that. Transpermia stuff, and then expanding on that, they've got the Vatican astronomy and saying, oh, yes, there are other flocks, oh, yes, aliens. I mean, clearly, is it going to be a Project Bluebeam where they admit they have plans, just like in China, they're projecting these fake cities in the sky to freak everybody out? I mean, will it be real?
Well, it'll be beyond real, okay? Bluebeam and the technology for Bluebeam, you know, I mean, that goes back a long time. That's 20 years old plus. You know, I remember talking about that. You start talking about that when you're first started your radio career. But the point is that what I'm talking about is the real manifestation. And you're seeing that with, what is it, Childhoods End, you know, the Arthur C. Clarke that's on the Sci-Fi Channel, where the aliens are cloaked, but they finally manifest themselves.
And they can give you anything and everything you want. That's the inventor of the communication satellite, Arthur C. Clarke, MI6. They give you everything you want. There's a little payoff at the end, though.
Right, and here's the thing. You cannot separate the evil that's happening now from its supernatural origin. One of the differences, I always try and deal with the root of a matter. And when I spend, you know, all the years I've spent on this stuff, researching it, footnoting it, I can tell you this. I've learned that people can handle it if it's presented in a historically footnoted version. For instance, you know, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II. Most people have never stated publicly that I know that the Nazis won World War II. The evidence is there. And yet when we talk about genetic experiments, we talk about weather control. You know, you and I did a show on your show together, I guess an interview, on xenogenesis and the idea of sex robots. Okay, look, these guys are perverts. You know, we're seeing every form of mythological, of legendary mixes going on in the headlines. I mean,
they're getting us ready with Facebook having 50 different sexual orientations. So when they, with the chemicals in the food and water, making us behave in artificial ways, we won't even know what to do because our minds have been so scrambled.
Absolutely. And look at the men. You know, there's a scripture, a curse that comes upon our nation that forgets God, that says the men in the midst of thee have become women. Who would have ever thought with the advent of the birth control pill and the estrogen going into the water systems of the world's, you know, those who are at least in the Western world, look at what's happening to the pretty much the Western world, and especially, and this isn't a racist statement, but eugenics was aimed at the black community, and thank God there's a lot of really smart blacks out there that are listening to you and listening to me on that. But the birth control, you know, you probably quoted it. The former head of Morocco made the statement that the ultimate weapon of the invasionary forces of Mohammed would be the wombs of their women. So now you've got, and by the way, I don't call them immigrants. I call them invasionists, okay? The idea of hundreds of thousands of people coming into this country that cannot be screened, are not being screened, and are being armed. Alex, all the weapons, all the ammunition that you and I carried the stories on, that's all in strategically placed warehouses for the armies of the Mahdi, which are already within our border. It's not when it happens. Excuse me. It is when it happens. But the more important question is, watch it happening before your eyes. It should be the ultimate wake-up call.
Well, I want to go back to calls. It's all I know is the elite believe in all this bizarre occult stuff. They believe they're communicating with entities that are giving them advanced knowledge. You look at all the stuff that's going on around us, all the technology. You look at how everything's hidden and it's basically a fraud right behind the scenes. And I can't even get the general public to admit that there are emergency centers that have already been built at military bases, which the Army.mil, we'll put the internment camp document up, says we're going to, quote, re-educate Americans and how they're going to process their Social Security numbers. I mean, I wish none of this was true. And then anybody in the know, it's a weird paradox, Steve, and I'm going to go back to calls, but it's woken up the military, especially mid-level and high-level, because they now have to know it's real because they might go operational. They know the cover story's bull, but then the general public doesn't know about it. So it has had the effect of waking up a lot of people in the government, which is paradoxical. You think of the government as the enemy under a corrupt system, but actually it's one of the more awake groups because they are not as compartmentalized. And so I just don't see where this goes. I don't see the globalist is... are in as good a position as they would like us to believe, except then it doesn't matter how out in the open it is to us, because for people in a trance, it doesn't even matter. So it's just, wow. I mean, what an exciting time to be alive, Steve.
Well, it is, Alex. And again, the thing is that the best we can do is by the grace of God and the love that God has for his creation that he doesn't want to see destroyed. You know, the Bible says God's people perish for lack of knowledge. We give them the knowledge, but they have to, their hearts have to become alive, okay, to the truth. You know, the truth is so foreign now. Look, we have the greatest manifestation of lies coming from the U.S. government that's ever taken place, and people take it as, if they say it, it's got to be true. You know, you can give all the statistics on gun control. You can show all the pictures of people being shot in the head in trenches. But to the liberal, the agenda, okay? The agenda, listen, the liberal mindset is like Michael Savage says, in my opinion, it's a mental disorder. And what's happening is that you have almost a universal nightmare of denial going on in the masses, but that's exactly what the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, and the devil himself want. You know, the best...
Their whole goal, you know, I haven't read Childhood's End in probably 20 years, and R.C. Clarke was MI6. This is literally their plan, except it's humans thinking they're going to become a god and merge with it. But you take out the aliens, it's Childhood's End. That's their plan.
Well, absolutely, but also, look, we know that the Antichrist, the person who, Antichrist means takes the place of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I came here, receive me not, another will come claiming to be me. That's why they need this false world war. They need the World War III, which then the Antichrist will claim is Armageddon, and he now is the Christ in place of Jesus Christ. And the point is that it's a spiritual war, but unfortunately, Alex, all the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, right now that they prophesied, and people say, I don't believe all that stuff. Well, then you explain to me how this could all come about with a global mind outside of an entity apart from that global mind orchestrating it. I call it the symphony from hell, and Lucifer is its conductor.
And everything they're doing is pushing an end to your individual consciousness and buying into this larger consciousness, but it's not a good consciousness you're buying into. It's pure death. It hates you. More calls coming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The supernatural would be radio 1,000 years ago. Supernatural just means something that isn't known, isn't in the visible light spectrum. But I was thinking about the allegory of childhood's end. We're going back to your calls because Steve Quayle brought it up, and I'm going to get into the whole World War scenario with Russia. But if you look at that plot of childhood's end, not the miniseries, I haven't seen it, but I'm told it's different, on Sci-Fi Channel. But the book itself, written by the inventor of the communications satellite and a bunch of other stuff, MI6 futurist, MI6 mastermind, the late, great Arthur C. Clarke, You realize that all of his books were an allegory, and he actually wrote essays on this, admitting it, that like 2001 is a parable. Because, you know, only one human transcends and goes to the Stargate, and he's got to defeat the AI first, the artificial intelligence, his own creation, which the elite admit they expect to have a battle with. I mean, these people, this is a religion, folks. This is all planned out. And then if they can create AI, harness it, control it, then they're going to go and be these star children, and the new son will be born Lucifer. I mean, that's the plot of those three books. Gee, I wonder what he's telling you when the new star is called Lucifer, the new God's born. The humans go to the dimension, come back, ignite the sun. They're a new God. And they said they can take us there. They got a brand new God. And they can slay us there. They can kill us there so we can be reborn. They got a brand new God. Brand new God. That's what they're telling us. And that's it. Oh, free health care. Oh, free goodies. Oh, free shots. Oh, we're going to help you. But it's not even like childhood's end where they give you the shot and you live an extra 100 years. They give you the shot, you fall down, start having convulsions. That's how incredible the mind control is the inserts on the vaccines say they don't protect you, say they can kill you, say they can give you all these disorders, lowers your immunity to the flu, and people look at me and they go, that can't be true, the system's good, and I go, just read the insert, please, please, please. They go, no, I'm not going to. And there is that mass Stockholm syndrome, my term. Mass Stockholm Syndrome. And again, it's that paradox of most people that actually work in the CIA or the FBI or all these different agencies or contractors themselves are either ideologues who are compartmentalized and believe what they're doing, or they're completely freaked out, completely whacked out, and completely scared. And they're just trying to do the limited amount of bad they can. That's not going to save any of you people. We're going to go to your calls. Ray and Mike and Chris and Karen and Maya, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com is our guest. You can look at Steve Quayle's view of the world and say, man, that's pretty far out, some of it. But I thought it was basically 50% far out 20 years ago. Now I think it's like 10% far out. But the point is, whatever the truth is, every time we finally learn it, it's even freakier. And I go back to that paradox, Steve, when we're going to these calls. How is it, I've noticed this, that if I have an actual Army.mil document that's on Army.mil saying that they are preparing hundreds of thousands of employees and private contractors to man emergency centers with re-education camps for the American people. In fact, guys, just type in re-education camp Army manual. No one attacks me on it. No one says it's not true. There's no Rachel Maddow. There's no CNN. There's no. They'll just go make up something I said and attack that straw man. They'll never. They know it's real, FM 39-40 and others. But they won't even address it. I mean, you've been around these people. I mean, I've been around them. What's weird is, at that level, though, they're so sycophantic and such cowards, they're not like some special forces captain or colonel or general, totally freaked out, hiding out in the middle of nowhere with their family because they know too much. At least they don't love it and think it's cute because they're real people. It's these soft, weird cowards are the ultimate progenitor of the takeover. They're giving birth to it because they never were on hard times. They never got beat up. They never went through real hell. They never saw real evil. They're divorced from it, sitting back with the instrumentality of high-tech enslavement, playing the instrument like they're virtuosos, proud of themselves, not seeing that they stand in the jaws of a huge, stinking, red-eyed anglerfish that is their papa, but it isn't their papa. I mean, they don't get that at the top of the pyramid, you can smell the death. You can see it. Those of us, it's just like, oh, my God, the smoke coming out of it. I mean, I don't even want to get close to it. It just reeks of directly out of the pit of hell. I mean, death to this planet, engineered spiritual virus meant to shut us down and kill us. and then they just sit there hopping around, rejoicing when they're the biggest schmuck, chump, idiots I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they are such born losers that they think they're actually part of the winning team. When history and everything shows, and what's currently happening, that this system will personally tear its minions apart because they're totally unprotected spiritually. I mean, I just don't know how they don't see the incredible peril they're in, because they're such cowards. But they're so cowardly, they convince themselves they're safe when they're in the most dangerous position they could be in. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, first of all, Alex, you know, I couldn't agree more wholeheartedly. And even passages in the Old Testament talk about all these rich and powerful people when they are in hell and they see Lucifer there too. And they're saying, is this the man that caused the nations to tremble? I want to draw attention to something I received today. And I think it just received it a couple hours ago. So I want you to, I just posted a couple hours ago. It's a conversation, one paragraph about what they're doing to come take the guns away. Okay. It's between a guy named Jim and Michael. The guy said, Steve, I sent a friend the link, the story about the testing gun confiscation in Illinois. He worked for the Sheriff's Department for 25 years. Here's his reply today. I would have said there's no way this is going to happen. My son worked with a man that told her his son, a Marine, was training for gun confiscation in a war in the boundaries of the U.S. His son has been training down south, and the dad spoke with him before November. And this was what the son told dad. Time to make sure your kit, in other words, your prepper supply, are ready and sound. Civil War II is almost ready to start. It sounds to me, when do you want to sit down and talk? ? God help us, Michael. So, Alex, the thing is, look, we've laid out over and over and over thousands of hours of broadcasts, thousands of documents, thousands of news links, thousands of interviews, okay, literally, and telling people from insiders this is coming. And it's, you know, it's the four monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, and certainly don't speak out against
evil. And now it's manifesting openly as they prepare to go operational. And I'm going to say this, make no mistake. We're here at the castle gates. There's holes knocked through the armored door. There's flames shooting out. There's rocks being hurtled over. And then we're sitting here with countless other patriots around the world, every race, color, and creed, trying to hold the gates up. And then all these trendies are sitting around bitching, going, I don't see any enemies. I don't see any problems. I don't see any takeover. Waiting for those gates to crumble and fall. Undoubtedly, if it wasn't for Ron Paul and countless others, patriots out there over the years, exposing this from Barry Goldwater to you name it, we'd already be in this system. So I love how we're trying to hold it back. Undoubtedly, the globalists admit what the New Order is about 15 years behind. And then they're bitching at us, and now we've finally been pushed back. We're sliding. World government's being announced. We're all being verified. That's why they're bringing in the censorship now, to shut us up and shut us down, because now they know our credibility's about to explode. How do you see the brakes on this when we're going to calls?
Well, you know, I can tell you something. Mushroom clouds speak louder than piss poor excuses, okay? I'm sorry for the word, but that's the only way I know how to explain it right now. Alex, it is insanity that people are hearing World War III, seeing World War III, hearing about overflights of different nations' bombers and submarines off our coasts, and still you've got a guy that goes on vacation, and the Middle East is inflamed, and people, you know, I got to tell you something. Assad of Syria is the only guy standing up for Christians. The point is that if you can't even put two and two together to equal four, we go into Iraq, we totally destabilize it. We go into Libya, we totally destroy it and destabilize it. We have destabilized, but it all fits the plan of global upheaval. In that global upheaval, a Western nation that turned from fighting terrorism has now turned internal, and all of the terrorists are inside the gate. The barbarians are outside the gate, and what we're fighting for is the last life, the last husband who gets it, the last wife who gets it. We're saying, God, people, and I'm saying, I'm praying, not using the name of the Lord in vain, I'm saying, God, help the people's eyes to be open. But the bottom line is, when people embrace the occult, I can tell you this, Alex, on my, and I got to share this. I lay it out so clearly in Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II. You cannot separate the darkest forces, everything that you consider evil, that you articulate as evil. You cannot separate that from what's going on in our government. And they brought it with
selling the baby parts, funding the radical ISIS to kill the Christians. You see our government go out of its way to do evil things, even though it hurts the interest of those elites, because it's not about money. It is about prosecuting a war and an old score. And so it's ancient Russia, it's ancient Syria. Not that they're even perfect, but they know in the globalist plan they are slated for destruction, so they are fighting. Because they have not been fully taken under the spell of the New World Order. Let's go to some calls here. Very well said, Steve Quayle. Let's talk to Ray in Iowa. Thank you for holding. Up next, Mike. Go ahead.
This is Ray in Iowa.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, blessings, my brothers. I had a question. I was stationed over in Germany during the Cold War. And, you know, a lot of the rumors were that Hitler had gotten out of there. In fact, you had talked about that earlier in the show, Steve Quayle, that you had been following that on the History Channel, Hunting Hitler. And I had been kind of following that as well. And I guess my question would be at this point is, certainly Putin or the Russians must know that he got out of there. I mean,
Excuse me? Yeah, they do. Stalin said, and I'll quote Stalin, "The bastard got away." And that's what even Putin, you know, you're really onto something here. Putin made claims about they're not going to sit back and watch the resurrection of the Nazis. They will not sit back and do it. So what I think you're going for, caller, is the fact, yes, they do. And Putin is starting to blow the lid. My guess is he's going to blow the lid on the whole Nazi control.
And by the way, they studied that Hitler skull. It was a female skull. It's not even a male skull.
Exactly. Eisenhower said there's no evidence Hitler died. And then look, even Hunting Hitler, for the record, Alex, I started my book 8 months before the first story broke on Hitler. So I would say this. I would say that people need to understand the occult, the Luciferian agenda. You cannot, the Nazis opened the first stargates beyond the ancients, okay, in contemporary time, and people say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe in. Every Native American site in the United States around the world has spirals indicating stargates. So I didn't mean to cut the caller off, but he's really onto something. And the Russians are ready to play that revelation soon, in my opinion.
Well, you notice Putin's coming out saying global warming is a plan to take over the world and enslave everybody, that the Western governments run the drug trade. I mean, Putin is exposing everything, and he wasn't doing that just a few years ago, but when they started shutting down Russia, putting the sanctions on, he really is spilling the beans on them. Who do you think Putin is, and who are the Russians in this whole history? Because in mainline evangelical CIA-run influence Christianity, I'm not bashing evangelicals, that's who they targeted because it's such a good group of people, they try to pump that Russia's the enemy. And obviously, right, Russia was a globalist evil created by the globalist. The Soviets were horrible. Communism is horrible. You look at what we have here today, that's exactly what they're now establishing. But what has Russia become now?
Well, I think Putin has gone back to his Christian, when I say Christian, Russian Orthodox roots. I think he's shown remarkable restraint. I also believe that you've seen basically a topsy-turvy, where the United States used to, quote, be Christian largely, you know, and no matter what the entity says, we were founded at least on Christian principles. The idea is that Putin now has the head priest of the Russian Orthodox Church blessing his men and blessing their takeover. He knows he has to stand against the Islamic hordes and invasion. Also, Alex, I go on record as stating this. 10 years ago, I said everything I got in prayer from the Lord over that decade ago was that America becomes a hissing and is held in total contempt around the world. That's what you're seeing right now.
And that's always been part of the larger plan, is have us carry out the globalist agenda. Then we get the blame. Then the EU and the Chinese basically merge, giving us the blame for everything. And I do see in some of their plans, they do want to knock the U.S. out and Russia out in the end.
Well, Russia knows the Chinese are its biggest adversary. And let me share this. Strange bedfellows, and the enemies, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. that only goes as long as, you know, you have a mutual enemy. Russia knows that it cannot compete with China's industrial base from the standpoint of sheer amount of population. But Russia leads in high-energy physics and weapons. They have some of the most sophisticated systems. Their fighters aren't built with Chinese parts. The point being, our F-35 is. And look, every time, whether it's a Donald Cook forcing a nuclear sub-boomer to surface or taking out aircraft, the Russians are saying, don't you understand what we can do? So I think Putin, I don't think he's rushing headlong into nuclear war, but I believe he knows that this government, under the control of the entities behind the curtain, are pushing for nuclear war. And he has a philosophy. I want people to hear this. The Russian philosophy is you strike first.
Well, if you expand and look at all of this, we have crazy people running this country. And they really are out to get anybody who's self-sufficient. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They want you under their cult control. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go to Mike and then Chris. Mike, you're on the air from Texas. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to know if you or Steve Quayle have heard of Dr. Stephen Greer. He is trying to expose a secret government that handles all the secret bases and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of that. Look, here's the deal. I can't get people to look at the National Security Act of 1947 that's public, or the NGOs, or the continuity of government programs. It's all there and admitted. And all the people I see always talking about secret bases, this, stuff, that, it's all conjecture and hearsay, and then no one will look at all the admissions of what Eisenhower warned about in 1961 in his farewell address of the technological elite in a breakaway civilization.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Yeah.
got a ton of breaking news and information he's going to be covering. I want to try to go to more of your calls in this segment than the next. I'm not going to belabor this, but you hear my sponsors when I'm endorsing a product by name, and you also hear the products that I endorse that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. The radio network are great folks. They've got their sponsors. I'm sure a lot of them are great. I can't speak for them. When you hear me say that Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 has changed my life, it really did. When I talk about with Super Male Vitality, just a bunch of known organic cold-pressed herbs has done for my energy, my libido, my weight loss. I mean, it's been staggering what's happened. Super Female Vitality, I mean, just give it a try, and then you're funding the operation. But I believe you're going to come back and get more, because almost everybody does, because it's so good. We have 15% off throughout the whole store. That's what it is. With promo code at the end of it. Promo code GIFT15. But it's to encourage folks to use those gift cards that most people don't end up, you know, using all the money off of them. Because you're not habitualized like with cash or a credit card. You just stick it there and then never use it. Use those gift cards. Get great products. Help fund the info war. And if you want to fight the globalist, get a non-GMO seed pack, fruit trees. We've got everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Plant a garden. You're like, well, I don't live in the rural area. Well, they'll have garden organizations in your area. Or go out the middle on the side of the highway and plant stuff. Guerrilla planting is going on everywhere, where people are planting fruit trees, you name it, on the side of the highway. They're growing. They're doing great. I mean, this is really cool stuff you can do to plant the opposite of what the globalists are planting, these devil plants that don't produce seeds and, you know, spread all these bad genetics. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. And the Hillary for Prison shirts are selling out. They're limited edition. There are a few sizes left. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Steve Quayle with us. Let's go ahead and take another phone call for him. Let's talk to Ned in Oregon. You're on the air with Steve Quayle.
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
I'm glad I got a chance to talk to both of you. I wanted to have you address both of you. I know AJ is involved, has known about David Icke for a long time, how David Icke's reptilian interaction and Luciferian thing keep on going on that direction. I still think that those reptilians are a big part of the problem. And I'll take the answer off air. Thanks.
Well, here's the deal, and I'll get Steve to comment on this. I don't get into space aliens. I don't get into all that. The elite act like vampires. The royal family in England is Transylvanian, related to Vlad the Impaler. You can't make that up. A lot of dead kids have been dug up on their property. David Icke, 20-something years ago, you know, was accusing them of killing kids. And 10 years ago, on my show, was naming names of people like Savelle at the BBC, saying, you know, he had sex with dead kids and they slit their throats in front of the prime minister. And I remember delaying David Icke and saying, you can't say that on air. Okay? And then it all came out was true. So at this point, I mean, Katie bar the door, who knows? But they might as well be 8-foot-tall blood-drinking lizards. I mean, they act just like them. I mean, whether they are or aren't, might as well be, Steve Quayle.
Well, I got to tell you something. I think that's evil light compared to what's coming upon the earth. Jesus said men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming up on the earth. You know, Alex, again, I'm trying in the last how many months of freedom we have, if it goes 5, 6, I don't know, next week, next year, I don't know. But what I do know is this, our time of being able to inform and the people's time of being able to prepare, it's a clash of the titans, and they better make the best use they can. And by the way, I think, and I'll say this on your show, this is the last book I'm writing. I think I've covered it all. It is the end result. It's the, if you will, it's both the root and fruit of the evil coming upon the earth, the, you know, empire beneath the ice. And the deal is, from now on, I'm going into videos, true legends, because...
Stay there. I want to come back to you. Final segment, then we hand the baton to Rob Deuce. Spread the word, folks. Tell people tune in. We got to get out of our trance. We got to get people awake that a lot of stuff's going on.